So, Craig, I got some bad news for you.
Uh-oh.
I am no longer on board for the Motley Crue concert.
What?
Sorry.
What's up with that?
As soon as I heard that Alanis was going on tour, all other concerts hit the back burner.
Really?
Yeah. I would much rather see Alanis Garbage and Liz Phair.
Yeah. I like Garbage, though.
Especially if she's doing the 25th anniversary of Jagged Little Pill.
Yeah, it was a good album.
Yeah, front to back, that's going to be an awesome show.
I love that you said, I do like Garbage, though, after our conversation last night. What was it? Jared was like, man, Shirley Manson, though, she is so hot. And all the guys on the show were like,
Yep.
Yep. Got that going for him.
That'd be a good, really want to see that. There's no nearby dates, though, so that's the only issue. Crue is at least coming to Hershey. That's awesome.
Did that get announced?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
They announced that this morning, and they added Joan Jett to the lineup.
Ooh, what? Nice.
It's Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Def Leppard, Poison, and Crue.
Oh, holy smokes, that concert just got even better.
Yeah, it did.
I want to open the channel if there's no veto.
Okay.
No, please do.
Oh, man. I really want to see that show now. I could enjoy me some Joan Jett, too.
Vegeta like lightning.
Yeah, no
like
kidding.
The Super Saiyan that he is was just like, bang!
Wow, tickets go on sale in 8 days?
For what?
Like 8 months in advance?
Yeah, that's quite a bit of advance.
Oh, for the Motley Crue?
Yeah. Be lucky if they all survive until then.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Mick Mars can't die, so.
Yeah, they're very durable.
Yeah, it's been so long, I've forgotten who even the last reveal was on Masked Singer. Was it Patti LaBelle?
It was Patti LaBelle.
Okay.
And was it just her, or was it her and someone else? No, it was just one at a time. Oh, sorry. No one was revealed.
2 weeks ago.
I don't care.
Or 3 weeks ago.
We always get somebody yelling at us.
That's true. Do you want to go see WWE at the Bryce Jordan Center?
I don't know. Did you score free tickets again?
It's been a while now. I don't listen to the radio anymore. They used to just give me tickets constantly.
For free? I totally want to go.
That's not too expensive. It's only $15.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's for like in the peasants, right, where I can't see anything?
Kind of. Let me see what the non-peasant seats are. $25.
Oh, that's not that unreasonable.
Yeah. Peasant seating is 15. The next tier of non-peasant seating is 25, then 35. Ringside is, or around the ring is 55. Then there's in the ring, apparently, which is $499.
Woo, doggies.
I don't want to be in the ring.
It's $499. It was a big jump. I'm assuming you get to wrestle someone for that much.
Yeah, man. Hornswoggle. I better be able to like go in there and take on Hornswoggle for $500.
Get in the cage.
No, I still haven't gone to any of the other wrestlings I want to go to. I still want to go to a House of Hardcore sometime.
No, you might be able to talk me into a AEW.
Go see some Tommy Dreamer. Chikara is still a thing. Yeah. I think Proletariat Bora is still there.
That's awesome.
He was awesome.
The Proletariat Boar.
Boar, 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 boar.
What? Los Ice Creams? Are they my heroes or what?
Los Ice Creams were my heroes. They were fantastic. that show was a good time.
I cannot recommend Los Ice Creams enough.
Yeah, they were amazing. You had, what, the Ant Colony? who else was at the show? Sisters? Was that what the name of the two women were? Just sisters?
Are they the ones who had to fight the Los Ice Creams?
Maybe. I don't remember. I have it on Blu-ray. The Boar. I love the Boar.
All right, I say we go ahead. We've got so much stuff.
Already?
So much stuff.
Well,
yeah, I was looking at the...
Yes.
I don't remember the crashes. I don't know if I forgot to play a crash or if I played one and it's been a while and I just forgot about it. I was totally baffled by the lineup.
Well, I looked at the one and I'm like, I have no idea who was on the 29th. And then I looked at the infographic and I was like, huh, look at that.
Yeah. All right. Just start the show. We'll get there.
All right. believers, welcome to the 220th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got Chaos72. He's Ray. We got SneakyBeat15. He's Ian. Here's where they say something.
Something.
Grabs a hold of you tightly, flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know.
Turn out the lights. And I'll glow.
And I'll glow.
Yeah.
To the extreme, I'll crack like a vandal, light up stage, wax chump like a candle. Dance. Crash, speak of that, boom. Killing your brain.
Like a poisonous mushroom.
In similar fashion to a poisonous mushroom.
Deadly.
When I'm playing those melodies.
Anything less than a best is a felony.
Love it or leave it.
Better game way.
Somebody make it stop.
You better hit bullseye. The kid don't play.
The kid don't play. If there's a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Check out the hook.
While my DJ revolves it.
Ice, baby.
Did I mention we have a lot of things
hold
to cover?
Hold on. Our show. So our song goes dun 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 da da dun dun. And their song goes dun 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 da da dun dun. You see? So they're completely different.
Totally different. I don't know where you got the idea.
I don't understand why you're suing me here. All right, this is the covering the week of December 4th to the 11th of the 2019s. Your Deadpool dailies. Today, Green She-Hulk. Thursday, Purple Deadpool. Friday, Red Gamora. Saturday, Red Widow. Sunday, Purple Loki. Monday, Black Dream Warrior. Tuesday, Purple Squirrel. And Wednesday is a Blue Doom. So many of these to cover. Over the 5-day 4-star crash! I'll be tight. All right, it's been forever. All right, on the 11 of 19, we had Vulture. Everybody win that one.
Oh, my goodness. So the answer is yes, but it was really difficult. I got four savage beatings in a row, and just before I rage quit, I decided to try one more time, and things worked out. But 5-star Peter Parker is fast, and golly, I did not like it.
Yeah, I barely won mine as well, but I managed to get it on the second try, but I had like 100 life or something. Like ridiculous.
Can I interest you in some Robert Eagles? On the 24th was Agent Venom.
Yeah.
I don't remember playing that at all. I honestly, when I looked at my infographic, I was like, I don't remember. Did I get caught up in the holiday and forget to play, or... did I skip it thinking I'll get back to it? Or did I just win? Because I feel like that's one I should just win. But hard to say. I'm going to say that I won, but I'm not certain.
I think you won. I really easily. I finished him off no problem. So I'm going to say you won.
Okay.
All right.
Craig has no input on these, though.
Yeah. On the 29th, we had Coulson, which I had completely also skipped my brain. I'm like, don't remember playing it in any way, shape, or form. I'm assuming I won.
Oh, no, I totally won that one. Coulson's excellent.
Yeah.
Coulson could just beat him down until, I could throw a whole bunch of yellow.
Oh, right. I saved a bunch of yellow, and then
that's
what I did.
I think that's what everybody did.
Yeah.
Fire all the powers at once, and hope you get them before you get you.
Very good. And then starting today is X-23 versus Elektra.
Mm.
I'm assuming you haven't tried that yet?
Pretty easy victory.
That's a fair assumption. I have not, but I feel confident. I'm trying not to feel too confident.
Yeah, don't feel...
because that's what happened with Vulture, but...
don't feel too confident. I did finish it, but I actually took a picture because I had 41 health left when I won.
Wow.
She went into Shadow Step, and I could do nothing for round after round, and she just beat on me the entire time.
Even with all the healing?
The board was against me. I couldn't get healing like maybe once every other round or so. And every round she was doing, the retributive strike damage and for the shadow step. And it was not good.
Did she get the ballet going against you too?
Oh, yeah. Two of them at least. But 41 health, I managed to pull it off.
I have confidence in you, Ian. You can pull this out.
Okay. I believe in myself too.
Just get that berserker rage going and you'll be fine.
Sure.
And then coming up next is Mysterio versus, pick a Spider-Man. I'm sure it's going to be some Spider-Man.
It should be.
Yeah.
Who's fighting? Wait, what's going on?
Mysterio.
Mysterio is next.
Oh, after the current one?
He is next after X-23, yeah.
I remember him. What's he up to?
I'm assuming fighting some Spider-Man.
Okay.
Hopefully it's not five-star Peter Parker again. You will probably not participate.
No, I've been on a hot streak, so I'm ready for a break.
Okay.
Yeah, zero,
I've only
one,
got him at
zero.
234, so I'll have to see how that goes. That might not be enough, because if I remember right, Mysterio's not all that good.
He's okay. Okay.
All right. Moving on, in Storyland, Web Wonders running now. That'll get you three Dooms and a Nico.
Doom.
Top folks get Falcon America and Scott. That moves over to Simulator. You get three Scott, Falcon America. Top folks get your 2,999 Spider-Man. And 51 to 400 get the Punisher. And a duck, right? In Web Wonder. I always forget about the extra duck. Hey, Ray, the reality season ends in 4 days.
Yeah, it does. I just got my final reward in the simulator today. 75th battle. I just attack the people who attack me anymore. That's my game.
So you got your Android gym, so you're in good shape there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right now in PvP land, it is Heavy Metal. Get your Battery Man, Max Pun, Quake, and Sleeves. So that's followed up by the Lord of Thunder and Rock and Roll. Thor, Quake, Red Hulk, and Mystique are your rewards there.
Right on. I just heard from reliable sources that Classic Spider-Man will be fighting Mysterio.
Oh, there you go. That sounds like a matchup.
Yes.
It sounds classic. Mysterio versus Classic Spider-Man. Like,
it really does.
I bet I've read that comic more than once. MPQ holiday events. Let's go there.
Go there. Where's the 12 Days of Marvel? Make it happen.
Well, there's a brand new daily unlock event coming.
What?
That's
starting. I need daily unlock events.
From December 9th until December 22nd, so it says it's new.
Oh.
12 days of pins, but continues to run for an additional day. Each pin gives a special prize, including a total of 200 Spider-Ham shards.
Hmm.
Okay. There are three new, mechanically different PvPs. What does that mean? Got no idea, but it sounds cool.
Mechanically different. All right, that's very vague.
Right, but, you know, I'll try something new.
Yeah.
I hate PvP, so maybe this mechanically new will make me like it. We got some in-game holiday themes and some limited costumes coming at you, just for Ian's sake.
just for my sake?
Yep, just for
that's,
you.
That is generous.
There's a Hero Point sale going on, 30% bonus on the Hero Points. And everyone got some Spider-Ham shards already.
Yeah.
And there will be additional ones coming your way in various events throughout the holiday season, so... If nothing else, you should be able to get a cover, maybe two, of Spider-Ham.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
There's a holiday vault that runs from the 9th to the 16th, 80 items, one legendary, six random, four stars, and a bunch of other said prizes. There is a login gift token for the holiday vault. Again, coming, if you log in between the 9th and the 16th, you will get one free shot at that vault.
So Ice9 says that they're testing new event tech. One example being you can only play characters with X color powers. So you can only play somebody with like a red power or whatever. That sounds interesting.
You've won me back.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Now, if you can just make an event that says you can't play with Bishop or Captain Hammer, and it sounds awesome.
They did. He will not be in the one that requires a green power. So that's exciting. That's a lot of... So speaking of new stuff, or at least new to me stuff... Did you guys play Lost in Time?
That sounds right. Yeah. I don't remember.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Which one was that?
2099. It was his PvE.
Oh, yeah.
He traveled time to convince God Emperor Doom to stop being a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
I did play that, yes.
Yeah.
I didn't remember the name, but I remember playing the story.
Level 3, everybody boosted? That was a lot of fun for me.
Yeah. It was like, everyone's boosted. I'm like, oh, well, that's nice
yeah.
of them.
Yeah.
That was so much damage all the time.
I'm always down for a PvE. You know, the new PvEs are always good.
I had hopped in it just so I could, you know, quickly read through the new story points. And the next thing I knew, I was participating, and I was like, oh, it was a trap. Ah, well, I'm here. I'm here now. I might as well enjoy it.
So there's a character costume bundle on the that'll be... available on the 10th through the 15th for $25. Getting you a winter costume, 2,200 hero points, and a poop house build of a 4-star character.
So close.
And then it says from the 11th on, more to come, including more costumes, more special holiday versus events, and more.
Oh, all right. I'm back in.
So more coming your way.
Yeah. There was the later the better, because some... You know, one relative or another is going to not know what to get for me, and they're just going to give me a Steam gift card.
There you go.
At that point, I'm swimming in holiday costumes. Before then, probably not.
Release 192 notes. He's sitting down.
Hold on. I'm sitting down.
All right. The clue this week is gossip, which clearly means it is someone from the Gossip Girl, because...
Right. Is it Lauren Graham?
It has to be. It's got to be guaranteed that it's Lauren Graham.
Because I don't remember who the other Gossip Girl was.
Nobody knows.
Oh, no, that's a Gilmore Girl. That's not Lauren Graham.
Okay. I have no idea. I've never seen
Gossip
Girl. I
don't know what a Gossip Girl is.
It's a TV show.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I just don't know any actors or actresses available on that show. Oh, Blake Lively. Does that mean it's a new Deadpool?
No.
Oh.
What else we got? And then some fixes. Level up indicator is displayed when you have enough shards to level up a limited or new character. Nice. Carnage's Prophet of Null red-eyed monsters no longer activates twice when destroying a special tile with a match 4 or greater. On the Ian version of the game, the hit animation will no longer display on the board instead of at the enemy in battle.
Phew.
Didn't know that was a problem. Some characters, when on the enemy team, did not play their animations accurately. This has been addressed. Champion 2 stars who were not at max champion level no longer appear to be trained in the roster unless you have covers to increase their champion level.
Nice.
That's good.
Didn't notice
that.
And
now the super sweet one. Elite tokens now have that quick claim option. Oh, that was the stuff.
Very nice.
Oh, that was. I used that already. It was great.
Oh, and apparently also Mighty Tokens are getting that. Good deal. Thanks, Ice.
I don't think I got to try harder. I don't think I've ever earned a Mighty Token.
Didn't they give us one free one?
Oh, I guess.
Did they?
I guess
was it today?
The only other time I saw it was when it was in a store. You could buy a couple.
Oh.
But
I don't remember getting a free one, and I often play. Yeah. I might even play daily.
I thought they got one when they first were announced, but maybe not.
Maybe. I had something, but now it's gone.
We also now hear that more of those are coming soon. Expect news this week.
That's exciting.
Man, Ice might be drunk. He's just spilling all the secrets tonight. glad that bottle of bourbon made its way to California.
Yeah, it made its way into a big tank of eggnog. And
somehow I still have not gotten my boxes of stuff from BlizzCon yet. But
that you shipped to yourself?
No. Ian, I made a horrible mistake.
Oh, that's right. You did make a horrible mistake. That's right. They're right on their way along with those Girl Scout cookies.
I have gotten a shipping notice from UPS claiming that they will be here tomorrow. So the winter coat I bought myself, I'll not be able to put on. Because it's cold out here.
It is a little crisp.
I threw my winter coat from last year away because it had problems. And then I bought myself a new winter coat. And it's been in California.
I was expecting a new winter coat, so I just chucked my old one like you do.
Well, I threw it away at the end of last winter.
I won't need this anymore.
It had all kind of zipper issues, and it kept getting stuck, and I'm like, I'm not wearing this ever again. And I just threw it away. I threw it to the ground. Happy birthday to me.
Sorry, it was just so... comically, like, obviously it was not functioning appropriately, so I'll give you that. It was just funny the way you delivered it. You're like, it'll never be cold here again. I don't need this.
Pennsylvania, this is the warmest place ever.
It's springtime, suckers.
It's springtime for Hitler and Germany. All right, let's move on. Ian, do you want to hear about this guy with a goat head?
It's
a 5-star goat head.
Ooh, you've won me back. No, wait, I'll never have a 5-star, but continue.
All right, he is green, yellow, and blue. His green power is called Scuttlebutt for 12 green. Deals damage to 3 random enemies. As it goes up in level, does more damage, adds a 4th random enemy, and then does more damage.
So for anybody who's listening to this show now or in the future, in case you're not Craig, Beta Ray Bill is apparently the new character.
Well, I said Goathead.
Yeah, we know.
All right.
Could have been Goat Boy.
So that's pretty nice, though. That's 4 random attacks at max level. It's 8,371 each attack. I bet that pairs well with a Koye.
I bet it does. I bet it pairs very well with Thor Koye.
Yeah. His yellow power is called Defender of 2 People. This is a passive. At the start of the battle, create 3 strength... 45 protectiles. Whenever a friendly protectile is destroyed. Beta Ray Bill generates one blue and one green. Max level strength of those initial tiles is 181. As it goes up in level, the tiles go up, and it will create four of those protect tiles. Max level, you get four of them at 292 strength. His blue power, recently reworked.
Really?
Like, recently, as in just like, you know, a few minutes ago, I got a notice that, hey, this power got changed.
Right.
So, his blue power is called Clash of the Worthy for six blue. Deals damage to the enemy, places a fortified countdown tile on the board. While it's on the board, he creates strength protect tiles, you know, X number, when he or one of his allies takes damage. So it starts out at level 937 damage and a two-turn fortified blue countdown tile. As you go up in level, the protect tiles, it does more damage. Protect tiles get better, then it makes a three-turn countdown tile, and then at level 5, a four-turn, 3,054 damage and a four-turn countdown tile that creates strength of 138 protect tiles. At max, that's 12,278 damage and strength 557 tiles. So there you go. Recently reworked. Clash of the Worthy. So there you go. Your dream is now happening for Christmas. There's great. A goat in the game.
Yeah. That's exciting news.
All right. Release schedule. That'll be in the simulator, which starts tomorrow. Simulator PvE. He's in tokens that are rewarded by that store. What the covers of the store called? Valiant Beta Ray Bill Hero Point Cover Store, I guess. Good Lord, so many words. And then Ian, just for you, on December 12th to the 15th, mm-hmm. Civil War is back.
Oh, that's okay.
I like Civil War. That's a good time.
Yeah, you do. Like it because whatever it is that you'd like to pursue,
yep.
Our alliance wants to do the other direction.
That is what always happens. Every single time. That will also reward tokens to a Worthy Challengers Legendary cover store.
All right. Yes? Does that mean two tokens that I'll get, or is that one? I don't know if we finish Civil War, if we come really close to finishing Civil War. I can't remember.
Usually we get all the rewards in Civil War.
Yeah.
Do we? I feel like we used to finish one and
well, yes, we don't fail. I thought last time we finished both sides. Am I wrong?
Maybe. I don't know. I hope so. Ray, we'll remember.
Didn't we kill it last time?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I thought last time was the first time that we got both sides all the way.
I know we tried.
Alpha, did we get both sides last time?
We made an effort.
We'll find out later.
I don't know.
Yeah. Ask Ray's brother. He remembers things.
Yeah. Old man, did we do both sides last time?
No, apparently we left one token.
Right, I thought so.
Dang. All right. Anyway, the Valiant Beta Ray Bill Hero cover store runs from the 5th to the 12th. 1 in 250 chance of getting a cover for Beta Ray Bill. 1 in 13 chance to get a 4-star. For 10 packs and 40 packs, it's a 1 in 166 chance to getting Bill and a 1 in 12 chance to get a 4-star. This store will run longer than usual stores to ensure that players have an opportunity to spend all of their money to try and get that Beta Ray Bill.
Worth it. That guy's dope.
See, the Limited Vault runs the 12th to the 16th, 40 items. One Beta Ray Bill Legendary Store token, one Sheathor, some random 3-stars and other things. And the Worthy Challenger Special Legendary Store also runs the 12th to the 16th. That gets you 15% chance to get Beta Ray Bill, Gladiator Thor, and Hela.
I'd like more Hela.
I like all those characters. Yeah. Those tokens will be purchased for 25 CP each, so that will be where all of my CP will be going on December 12th.
Craig, you're reliable when something is going wrong in my brain, that it might also go wrong in your brain in the same way. Whenever you talk about Hela, do you also hear Streetcar?
Streetcar?
Streetcar Named Desire? Like, Hela!
That's Stella.
I know.
Okay. No, I do not hear that in my head.
All right.
I will now, though. Then. Yeah. I said I had the same thought. Thanks, jerk. All right, so that's there you go, Beta Ray Bill. I am the Lord of Ghosts.
I may need to work on the title.
So much good stuff. All right, let's go to the superhero showdown. Man, it's been so long since I've done this stuff, I forgot what we're doing. So last time we met, we had Makari versus a Molecule Man. Ray, who was the winner?
No idea. Oh, yes, I do. We got a couple of responses. Makari, let's see. I'm going to vote Makari because I can think of a stupid story Even though Molecule Man has alliteration going for him, Makari's mom is Mara, and though I doubt this has any impact, the Mara in Doctor Who is sort of a psychic virus, the echoes of long-dead civilizations that came too powerful. They feed on the darkness and doubt of a person, so using psionics and inspired by this tale, Makari makes Molecule Man doubt his abilities entirely, and once paralyzed by this, knocks him out. I think that is a real stretch, like one of the biggest stretches. Every other vote was pretty much for Molecule Man. Oh no, I lied. Grinch also voted for Makari, so Makari got two votes. So he's on the board.
All right, good job to Molecule Man. All right, so this week, facing off inside of a square.
Nice.
We have the Living Monolith versus Victor Von Doom. Tell me, kids.
I don't know. Who's doing who?
Really, dealer's choice. I had done Dr. Doom in the first round.
I think just for controversy's sake, Ian should do Living Monolith. So that there's at least one vote for the Living Monolith.
All right. I'm open to that. So the head of state over in Latervia, let me tell you about my ability to manipulate and absorb cosmic energy. And how I'm going to use that to crush you like a tin can in a silly green hood.
Is it Latvia?
Latveria.
Okay. I don't know. I don't have it in front of me.
I thought it was Latervia. I don't know. I don't know where the Eternia, Amphastis where goes. From? Where's that?
Where's He-Man from Eternia. From?
Yeah. I didn't say Eternia.
Oh, that's what you said.
I said Latervia.
Latveria.
I have the power!
Yeah, so anyway, where were we? I was winning. I was winning just a minute ago.
Yep, you were talking about how you were crushing him like a can.
Yeah, I was because I
energy
have
manipulation.
Energy manipulation, right. And absorption, which then I could turn into an energy blast.
Well, it's an interesting fight because Doom also has elemental manipulation, power absorption. I can do magic, mystical portals. All sorts of magic stuff, invoke other entities.
I can do magic.
Mystical force fields.
I can do anything that you desire. Magic.
Spellcasting. Yeah, yeah. And hypnotism. So I'm going to pull out a watch and hypnotize you.
You judge me to stare at it while you swing it back and forth.
Look at Doom's
watch. You are going
watch.
To lose this fight.
You are getting very sleepy.
That doesn't bode well for me.
Also, mind transference technopathy. I don't know if that's how you pronounce that or not, but telepathic control over machines, telekinesis. Like, the list is, I mean, I can just keep scrolling.
It's extensive. Yeah.
So, you're pretty powerful, but I don't know. I think my money's on Doom.
That's a good place to put your money.
Yeah.
Oh, and I can heal myself. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, sure, you got magic, you know.
And super genius.
Yeah, I'm only a medium genius.
Everybody said raise some votes.
Yeah.
And Ray, on a side note, I don't know if you've looked at the new D&D Unearthed Arcana, but they've released some psionics into the game again.
I had not seen
and
that.
And the one for the rogue turns you into Psylocke. You can create psychic daggers in your hand, stab people with them, get some telepathy, get some telekinesis.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I will have to take a look at it. I have not yet.
All right. Let's move over to the sitcom showdown bracket, where the twos are going up against the 15s.
All right.
So
the other end.
Top left corner.
Man.
Starting off with
Beaten.
Charles in Charge.
Right.
Versus It's Arrested Development.
Man.
Do we even need to talk about this? This is unanimous victory,
Arrested
right?
Arrested Development is so... Not only is it better... But Scott Baio's character in Arrested Development is better than Charles in Charge.
Can't argue with that.
Man, Bob Loblaw makes me laugh every time without fail. Yeah, it's an easy. That's
Arrested
a steam
Development
roll.
Is Larry David, right? That's the one Larry David's in? Is that correct? No?
No. That's Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay. I haven't seen it.
Shame on you. You haven't seen Arrested Development or you haven't seen Curb?
Yes.
Oh no!
Oh my God! Go watch every minute of Arrested Development. It is solid gold from
Arrested
start
Development
to finish.
Is solid gold. It's
right.
Jason
it features
Bateman.
The world's only analyst therapist. He's an analrapist.
Yeah, David Cross is solid gold on that. Everybody on that show is dynamite. Yeah, treat yourself to some Arrested Development. It's a clear winner.
Now, I have never seen any of Arrested Development, but I was still going to vote for it. So,
all right, solid choice.
Arrested Development is very funny.
All right, do we move down or do we move across?
Let's go down.
All right, good. Because there's another beating.
Oh, yeah, this is Friends.
Merciless.
Versus Growing Pains.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I'm a big fan of Growing Pains. Very much enjoyed that show.
I am also tolerant of Growing Pains, but Friends is...
Yeah, but it's Friends. Yes.
So excellent. I will start off by saying I am not a fan of Friends, and I am going to completely leave my hatred for Kirk Cameron out of this, and I still vote for Friends.
Wow. It's just such a big cultural input of Friends.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a clear winner.
Yeah, really, that's decisive.
You want to go across? Oh, we save that one for the end.
Yeah, we really do.
All right, so moving to the top right corner. Oh, my God, this is another slaughter.
Yeah, I think so.
This is Punky Brewster versus Happy Days. Again, Happy Days, icon, spawned off like 14 other shows.
So I know this bracket system and the list isn't perfect, but let me tell you a story about Punky Brewster, Charles in Charge, and Growing Pains that made it, and the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air that didn't even make it to the bracket. Yeah, absolutely. Happy Days is... so clear. This is bad. At least the last ones were competitive. This is another just unbelievable beating. Punky Brewster it's barely worth a mention. I don't remember anything good about that show.
No, it had nothing good going for it.
Okay. And yet here it is.
Yeah.
Being eliminated immediately by, you guessed it, Happy Days.
All right, let's go down to the glory that is the next category.
Oh, this is tough. Hold on, I gotta stretch.
This is Saved by the Bell.
Right.
Versus the magnificent glory that is Small Wonder.
So, before we get it too far into this, I'm working out my shoulders, and I am sitting straight up in my slightly less squeaky than average chair, because I have to convince myself, even though I know I'm wrong... And that takes work, because Saved by the Bell is much better than Small Wonder.
Don't let that hold us back from promoting Small Wonder.
So let me tell you a story about a magnificent sci-fi comedy sitcom, because that right there should sell you on whatever it is. Because how many sci-fi comedy sitcoms do you get in a generation? Probably not many. I don't know how many are there.
I don't know. Alf was around the same time.
I don't know, there's four or five on this list, I think.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, the 80s were awkward. We were trying to get to the future real fast. So, a family. I think both the husband and the wife were robotic engineers. Am I correct in believing this?
I thought it was just the dad.
Oh, okay.
Woman can't do that, come on.
That's true, this was 85. So they built themselves a little girl robot and told everybody it was their adopted daughter.
her name was Vicky.
It was.
Which stood for Voice Input Child Identicant. She wasn't a replicant. She's an identicant.
Good right there.
Vicky.
I mean, it tackled some of the big issues at the time. The Russians made a boy robot that competed with her, both physically and mentally, in a series of challenges, and was eventually defeated by Vicky. I think they became friends briefly, but then he got trounced. But I think, really, didn't they already have two kids?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So they just built themselves a third because I'm tired of loving my human children.
Well, he was an engineer for a company apparently called United Robotronics.
Okay.
And it was an effort to assist handicapped children. So they were trying to train, you know, a robot to help out, you know, your handicapped child is like, you know, a brother or sister.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's good. I like those. Those are pure motives.
Yeah, she had a crappy robotic voice that she kind of talked in.
Did he then go on to become the CEO of Cyberdyne Systems?
I don't believe so.
Small Wonder was the first step to the robot apocalypse. And the singularity that will eventually kill us all.
Which I haven't heard any votes yet. We've been a lot of small wonder, but...
I totally vote for Saved by the Bell. Yeah, absolutely. It was better in every way. Just about every cast member has gone on to give us gold later in life.
Except for Mario Lopez.
No way! His radio show is A-OK.
Yeah.
And there was an episode of
Screech went on to shank people in bars.
Yeah! He got his own 5-star.
After making his own terrible adult films.
Right! He got his own 5-star in this very own game. He's so awesome that we named 5-star Loki after him.
That's true.
Boom! Surprise knife!
You never expected it from Screech. Right. I mean, huzzah!
Right, Jesse went on to make Oscar-caliber films like Showgirls. Mario Lopez went on to do Nip Tuck, where you got to see his butt in a shower scene, which was awkward.
What did Preppy Guy go on to do?
Oh my gosh, he's in everything. He just got real old.
No.
So I don't recognize him. He was in something very recently.
To me, he was the least likable character on that show.
What does Zach Morris do these days? He was just in a show where some little girl caused vampires to explode with her mind or something.
Well, that's a kind of singular power to have.
well, they were going to wipe us out as humans, but now she's going to save the whole world, and then it got canceled after like season one. He was also in some sort of TNT cop drama, I think, with the robot chicken guy, if I remember correctly, and I don't. But yeah, he's doing stuff. I can't remember what the hot brunette was doing, but she did something. And then Screech's love interest went crazy and has become like a weird recluse.
I don't remember Screech having a love interest, so okay.
Her name's like Lark Voorhees or something.
Like Jason from Friday the 13th?
Yes.
Don't name your people Thor Voorhees. I mean, my God.
It wasn't really his love interest. Like, he was Lisa. He loved Lisa, but I don't think she liked him back.
Right.
And I think Mr. Belding is still doing Saved by the Bell movies and spinoffs.
Well, I know him and Screech, you know, did the one where Screech came back as the assistant principal or some such, and then...
All right, I think we just need to take a vote. I don't know.
Okay.
I disliked both of these shows. I probably saw more Saved by the Bell than... Small Wonder, so that's what I think I'm going with.
Based purely on cultural impact, Saved by the Bell has to win here. But
I agree.
I would rather go back and watch episodes of Small Wonder.
I feel like neither of them hold up.
I'm going to throw out a completely different type of suggestion and say that one of our listeners is correct and we should ditch them both and put Fresh Prince in as the winner.
Nope, they didn't make the playing game. Sorry, they have to go to the NIT.
Honorable mention. There you go.
Yep. All right, so there you go for this week. Next week we'll do the, 3 versus 14s. All right, then, moving on. Willie, what you got in the mailbag? Show you all kind of mail. It's been 11 weeks since we've done
forever.
A show.
So, Tony Foote. Let's start with Tony Foote.
Ayo!
He says, forget the shard outrage, which apparently he's outraged. He's here for sitcom rage. He says, this feature will become my pie segment as part of the podcast. Craig said something about the UK being where TV was invented and then helped to create a list of sitcoms with none of the greats in. He says, let's start with he names a whole bunch of sitcoms and how half of these in particular Saved by the Bell can be ahead of the Fresh Prince. Shame on you. Shame. So we got this list, I got this list, online on a list of 100 best sitcoms. Fresh Prince, not on the list. So start by blaming them. I have...
Blame the list.
Yeah, blame the internet.
Also, if we have not been clear, we're just 3 dummies from Pennsylvania. We have no idea what sort of cultural impact sitcoms have had in the UK television market.
Well, that is true.
So I apologize for that.
So then he put in a list... of additions that should be, and it included, I'm going to hit a few of them, Blackadder, Fawlty Towers,
Ooh,
Father,
good show.
Yep, Father Ted, good. Which is humorous, but I don't think
good
we
show.
Make the list. And then a whole bunch of The Royal Family, Open All Hours, Bottom, some Mothers, I have Allo Allo, I have no idea, I've never seen any of these.
Oh, yep, that was on PBS.
He mentioned Red Dwarf twice, I don't know if that was purposeful or not.
Red Dwarf is good.
Well, a lot of these, though, I just have no idea. Faulty Towers, I completely agree. Blackadder, you're probably right. But yeah, they just...
A Thin Blue Line was good.
Yeah, but again, we seem to be targeting... Like, I let you guys bully me into accepting Are You Being Served onto this bracket.
Because it's the greatest show ever.
It's no
way. Yeah, we'll get to that later.
No way. But yeah, so that's the best we can do as far as international sitcoms. Although, there is an India remade Small Wonder not too terribly long ago.
Really?
So if you ever want to check out, yeah, Karishma Ka Karishma. Maybe that came out back in 2003.
Wow. He did finish up with, please fix this outrage. What's next? Best cheese bracket featuring only Swiss American and Kraft in a can?
No, but I'm down for a cheese bracket. I have a... as a matter of fact,
I will put my vote on all cheeses. Death. There you go. That's my take on all cheeses.
They all kill Craig, so that makes it tough. But I do have an advent calendar this year that pops out a cheese every day, which really made me
of
happy.
Of course you do.
I love cheese.
It's AlmondDoe69 also commented and said it's an absolute crime of the first round to exit the Drew Carey show. You'll be hearing from my lawyers.
It was a tough seed. It went up against Taxi. What do you want?
Yeah, it's Taxi. I mean,
he does also comment Golden Girls and 70s Show were easy wins. He then says a continuation with the Shards comment. The biggest issue with Shards is that they are character specific rather than tier specific, which I get the argument, but, you know, Bonus Heroes were also character specific. So I don't know if that's a really argument that you would accept, but. You know, it's not a huge variation from what was already in place. Samurai did comment about that and said that the liability is if you try and use them to finish your newer four stars. For example, he cracked his hoard, but by the time he got enough shards for cover, he'd already had the character champed. Which, yeah, you know, you gotta watch for that. You gotta keep in mind where you're going with your four stars. D-Wing, if you hadn't noticed... D-Wing hadn't commented in a few episodes, so I have three episodes of comments from D-Wing. So,
oh my,
I have
three walls
of
text.
Narrowed it down quite a bit, and he said he did as well. But I did want to mention two episodes mentioned about Ian sounding more uncertain, declaring that Primus was amazing, than I sound trying to guess what my wife wants for dinner. I don't know why, because Ian thought Primus was amazing. Like, I have no doubt of that. In my mind.
Yeah, I agree.
He did eventually say that it was the best concert review ever. And he has a big Slayer fan in his brother-in-law. So he's looking forward to conveying that information. And that Ian listening to NPR at a Slayer concert somehow seems completely on brand. The next episode, he said, how far are we from an episode where it's nothing but Craig and Ian singing cartoon songs? I don't know. Did you listen earlier?
That wasn't a cartoon.
It wasn't a cartoon, but I think we're real close.
Right. We've got more brackets coming. Don't worry.
And last episode.
Ooh, we could do a bracket of just Hanna-Barbera shows.
That's sketchy.
Ooh. He did correct, I don't know who made the mistake, but it would be fewer enemy attack tiles. I'm assuming somebody said less enemy attack tiles.
Probably so.
For the sitcom bracket, Golden Girls in a walk, bad luck for Drew Carey to run into Taxi on round one. That is correct. That is exactly correct. And then a big cheer, woohoo, soap, 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 soap. So
yeah, Soap is a great show.
And finally, he said, I tried to keep the Wallatex under control given the 3 weeks of catch-up, and I may have dozed off in spots. I blame Scientology. Not sure why, but so do I.
Yeah.
Samurai did comment on the sitcom bracket, saying that the Golden Girls has some serious competition for best TV show set in Florida. I Dream of Jeannie and Miami Vice. Now,
Miami Vice isn't a sitcom. Oh, it's a TV show.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely better than I Dream of Jeannie.
Miami Vice. I'm saying the exact opposite. I Dream of Jeannie is by far the best of those three shows.
No way. Golden Girls is so good.
I like Miami Vice more.
I just revealed to my father-in-law that the actress that played Sophia was
the youngest?
Considerably younger. Yeah, and he was like, you're lying. He just, like, straight up didn't believe me. I was like, no, I assure you.
Did you make his soul feel happier with a panini?
No. We were just talking about how Betty White outlived them all.
Yeah. That's true.
And will likely outlive us all.
Yeah, her and Mick Mars.
Mick Mars and
Betty White.
Betty White. Nice.
And finally, Stink Bomb says, you guys got to be nice to Ian. He's got to go cry himself to sleep on his huge pillow. And regarding Third Rock, that's Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Keanu would have been Benjamin Button himself to go to the 80s in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and look the way that Joseph Gordon-Levitt does in Third Rock. Which, yeah, good point.
Did we discuss that last episode?
There was a comment about Keanu being in Third Rock.
Right. I thought we discussed it was possibly Joseph Gordon-Levitt, but I didn't want to tell...
Storm of Fire.
Yeah, I was going to say Chloe of Fire, and I was like, nope, that's not right.
She actually also posted on the forum and said, yeah, I probably got that wrong. What do you want? I was 12. So, fair enough. There you go. I tried to cut them all down because, man, there were a lot of comments. But, hey, thanks, everyone, for commenting. I appreciate it. But that's going to be it for this week. So,
all right. Thanks, Willie. All right. Once again, then, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
All right, let's see what's going on here in boosted character land. 3-star land, if you are a player of my caliber. These are all very important to you because that's who you're going to be using. Oh, well, unless it's this list, then you're not going to be using them.
One of them's real good.
Two of them are, yeah, I mean... We'll tier them as soon as I'm done, but compared to some others on this list, Ragnarok's pretty good. He's going to be boosted this week, so...
Ragnaros.
His red is cheap, so some quick boosted damage. His green also has some decent damage. Is blue's healing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go. So you get extra healing. Good for him.
Create some charge tiles.
Recently reworked Psylocke. All her powers are relatively inexpensive, which is... one of her benefits. So again, you could fire out some fast damage with the red and the black. If you don't have something better to do with your blue, I guess you could fire off a Bewildered.
Yeah, why bother to save the blue?
Watch it do nothing.
Mystique is... doesn't she have an ability that makes black or purple tiles?
Yeah,
it does both.
Yes. Okay, that's an okay ability. And then if you're shapeshifted and you master stroke, it does a whole bunch of damage, but not that much whole bunch of damage, but an okay amount.
It's good when it's boosted.
Yeah.
Should hit you with a couple of Uzis.
Yeah, there you go. Again, good. Now, the next character, good, but irrelevant in boosted mode, is Iron Man. I mean, unless you're me, you only use this character to generate AP for other characters.
That is true.
You could get some more AoE damage out of his blue, and you could get some more...
That red does good damage. I mean, it does. It's going to do good damage.
It does. The AoE, the blue does okay damage. Its only drawback is that it eats some of
your
AP. It
depowers you. Yeah.
And Black Panther, I've always liked Black Panther.
True.
I found his AoE is very good, and his yellow strike tiles are very potent. More so if you have enough team up. Are they team up tiles? Is that what they're called? That the clear ones?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Team up AP. I forgot that. I don't use it as much as I should.
I always forget that that's part of his power. I never remember that.
Mm. Yeah. If you have enough of that,
those do something for him.
Yeah. If you have enough of that, if you have like 12 or more, his strike tiles are even larger.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And they're boosted. So. And he's got that. Yeah. So instead of firing off your Bewilder, you can make his repeater tile that cranks out shields, protect tiles, as they're called these days. Yeah. So Iron Man's good. Black Panther's good. Ragnarok and Mystique are okay. Yeah. They're all. That's a tier of 3 stars that is acceptable but forgettable. Let's see how the 4 stars fare. Yondu. I don't remember what he does.
He fires off one of those arrow things that does massive damage to the weakest.
Yeah, he whistles while he works.
Okay, so you'll get even more damage out of his Centurion archery. Do his other two abilities do something?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, if they do, his yellow healing is boosted, and his strike tiles that come out of his Ravager's Ruse, they'll be boosted.
Yeah, he does strike tiles. I remember that.
Yep.
The blue power is where it's at. That's his thing.
Yeah.
All right. And if it isn't copyright infringement himself, Nova, his Danger Zone ability will cost you money. His other two abilities will...
I wonder where you're going with that.
Yeah. So, let's see. Oh, doesn't he have a... Does red, is that the one where you can kind of... If you have enough red, you could theoretically juggle people semi-indefinitely?
Yes. Sure.
By punching them into the air and then dealing damage in the air. Yeah, that's okay.
Yep.
Five, he shoots you with his little finger guns. Make some strike tiles. That's good times.
And just in my head, when I see Nova Blast, all I think in my head is Yoga Fire, and I don't know why.
Oh. It's
like, Nova Blast! Nova Blast!
I don't know if that one's going to stick, but I support you.
No, it shouldn't.
Okay.
It's just stuck in my head.
Hey, Iceman, he used to be super relevant.
He still can be.
He's still pretty good.
He's still good. That blue, his blue and green are awesome.
Yeah.
Yep, scaling AoE, and that cheap four-turn stun, that's good eating. And then if you punch him, does a lot of damage, too. Oh, Craig's favorite, one of Craig's many favorites, Bishop, is El Boostoed.
Now, you forgot that Bobby also had a song.
Did he?
It's cold as ice!
Oh, I forgot he got a song.
He's willing to sacrifice your red for blue. There was a whole thing. I don't remember the rest of the words.
By the way, Bishop, that image for Bishop is just fantastic. I love the infographic.
Yeah. So his red damage boost, protect tiles that come out of his yellow are also boosted. I imagine his blue does the stun, but it's probably not affected by his current boost. Everybody's favorite 4-star Venom, Agent Venom, is good. He does damage all around. His red does some good damage. His yellow does some okay AoE. His black does damage both varieties. Sometimes it's to you instead of them, but he's still pretty good. Looks like the 4-star pool is a little mightier than the 3-star pool this week with Bishop, Agent Venom, Iceman, and Nova, and even a little bit from Yondu.
Yeah, I like just getting a lot of APs just so he goes into his alien angry mode. And
Yeah, instead of military might when he switches to alien
Alien angry mode, yeah. I don't remember what it's called.
Alien weakness, I believe it's called, but I can't be sure of that. Let's see what Samurai says to do this week. He says that you should use Iceman because his bargain stun is a good way to neutralize boosted Bishop. That sounds like sound advice. Good chance to keep Iceman relevant and way to keep Bishop frozen. So listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted this week. Thanks as always, Mystify.
I do have to point out that the Samurai Says box says it goes ding, 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 da, da, ding, ding.
That's right. We already did that once, though, so I don't want to go over it again.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to give him a little credit. That was pretty good.
All right, let's move over to Team Up Time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
T is for Team Up Time. That good enough for Ray. Oh.
All right. This week, it's going to be really straightforward because I got to use this team a whole bunch because two of them were boosted and it was just insane. So let's start off with, I'll tell you what the build that I have is, even though it doesn't matter because I don't have a fully covered character. So Kitty, run her at, I don't know, 3-3-5 works because that's what I have. Rocket and Groot, of course, and Nico. Nico and Kitty were both boosted this last event, and yeah, that was just insane. You throw these three in there, Rocket and Groot, at the beginning of the turn, they create strike tiles all over the board. First match you make is like 3,000 points of damage. Then, at the beginning of the next turn, if there are four or more friendly tiles on the board, Kitty improves them by just a whole bunch, hundreds. I don't remember how much it was. It was like each one got a boost of like 500-600 or something like that. And that's at my, you know, lower level power. Also, Nico, at the start of the turn, if you have more attack, strike, or protect tiles than the enemy, you increase the strength of the tiles. So I make a match 3,000 points of damage. Next turn, I make a match 10,000 points of damage. By like round four, you're done with any fight. It is just absolutely ridiculous. So I haven't talked about Kitty and Rocket and Groot, but you don't even have to look at their powers. You just throw them on there, strike tiles appear, strike tiles get improved, everyone else dies. That's how that team works. Hopefully you just don't go up against Sabretooth, because he's the only person that I'm aware of that can regularly take that team out. Sabretooth, you match a strike tile and he blows up part of the board, which hopefully gets rid of more of the strike tiles. So there's a counter, but I'm telling you, just do whatever. Just fire them off. If you get Kitty's yellow, you can put some projectiles out there and also take no damage. So you got that going for you. The other thing you could do, swap out Nico and be a real bully and put Bishop in there so that nobody wants to touch you. And then you'll just be skipped all the time, I think. So
skip your way to victory.
Right. It was a listener suggestion, actually, that I mentioned Gritty. So there you go. Gritty has been mentioned because of this last week and how ridiculously powerful it is. So there's your team up for this week. Your synergy segment, Kitty and Nico.
Excellent. Thanks as always.
Unify. All right, Ian, do you have Steam running?
You betcha.
Oh, let's open some stuffs.
Sweet. 3, 2, 1, go. Kate Bishop, because boomerangs.
Where did you poke him? In the big mouth?
I did.
I'm going to go for that swirly bit on his
swirly
forehead.
Swirly bit's the answer. Good choice.
No, it's a 4-star. Medusa entanglement.
Oh.
I think I'm going for the Therizdan symbol on his forehead. Oh, you can't actually poke him there.
Yeah, I had to poke a little lower.
It doesn't register as a button. Okay. Oh, look at that. It's Android Gym.
Ooh, that's nice.
Nice.
Burning Persistence.
Now, that Medusa cover gave me another token, so I'm going to go ahead and open it.
Yeah, okay.
Do it, Doug.
Oopsies. Wait, hold on. Hold the phone.
While you're doing that, my Human Torch is now at a 275. Nice.
Because the last one actually gave me enough shards to finish the last cover for my Talosian, so I'm just going to go ahead and spend those shards and then favorite somebody else.
Yeah. Was that someone you had not championed?
Correct.
Okay. I was like, yeah, you should have favorited someone else to begin with.
Well, he had 12 covers, so I'm like, I'll just use shards, get him that 13th cover.
Okay. Smart.
Which I'm also going to do for Thanos, I think. Why not?
I don't know.
All right, now let me, let's go for these veins on his bicep. How about that? That is a 4-star. Oh, Android Gym.
Yeah.
Burning Persistence.
That sounds familiar.
That gets my gym to a 2-2-2, the double poop house.
Nice.
Look at him go. There you go. Thanks to the OG, this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network that has nothing to do with wrestling?
This show. End of
and
lips.
Your other show.
Oh, right. Well, sometimes
we consider politics wrestling, in which case.
Sometimes we like to pepper in a little wrestling here and there just to keep everything uniform. But if you would like to check out any of these wrestling or non-wrestling shows, you can go to soon-to-be-named network at thesoontobenamednetwork.com. It is a collection of podcasts for your listening pleasure, of which we are a part. Soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named network.com.
Anything else for the good of the order, gentlemen?
It's flitted away, if I had it.
I'm good.
All right, I think that's it then. Thanks everybody for joining us again this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com is the place to be. Comment suggestions, shoot them towards Ray, cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3, or the Amazon link at the top of our homepage. Buy some Christmas stuffs. I think that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, who knows what evil lurks inside the hearts of Annihilus? Only the shadow knows. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.